WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Our film critic John Powers has a review of Hanging Up, the new movie directed by Diane Keaton. She also stars in the film, along with Meg Ryan and Lisa Kudrow.
Driving on the freeway last week, I tuned into a sports talk radio station and heard the two male hosts talking about how dumb and annoying women can be. In particular, they were grumbling about taking their girlfriends to the movies. They went on and on about chick flicks, deriding their dull characters, tedious insistent on, quote, relationships, unquote, and their bullying attempts to make the viewer cry. As I listened to them yammer, treating women as if they were halfwits or Martians, I kept thinking, these guys are witless louts. But I also thought, they're right about today's women's movies. A perfect case in point is the egregious Hanging Up, a would-be comic tearjerker co-scripted by Nora Ephron and her sister Delia, whose source novel drew on their own family. It tells the story of three grown-up blonde sisters who have to deal with the senility and impending death of their father, Lou, an old-time Hollywood screenwriter played by Walter Matthau. The movie's center is Eve, that's Meg Ryan, the sister with heart. She has a nice husband, nice son, nice home, nice Range Rover, and a nice party-planning business. Her older sister, Georgia, played by Diane Keaton, runs a big fashion magazine. And like all female magazine editors in the movies these days, she's cold and narcissistic. Her magazine is even called Georgia. Eve's younger sister, Maddie, that's Lisa Kudrow, is a daffy, self-absorbed soap opera actress. Needless to say, Eve does all the work of handling their father. She's always on the phone to Georgia or Maddie, who are usually too full of their own lives even to talk. Of course, when the three sisters do get together, they squawk like half-witted parrots.
All right, Eve, I admit that I haven't been there.
You admit it?
You admit it?
But I took calls from him all those years.
Oh, you did not! Your assistant did!
I told you you need an assistant. I told you a
million times.
I
have
an
assistant.
No, I'm sorry, dear. That is not what we call an assistant.
He needed me!
Oh, and you love it. You just goddamn love it. Don't pretend you don't love it.
It's not Eve's fault, Georgia. Dad depended on her.
Maddie, will you mind your own business, please? I can fight my own battle.
All right, she understands. Wait a minute. Why are you having a family fight without me?
You always ignore me! From that Halloween, I was 5 years old, and I dressed up as a carrot, and you two snuck out of the house and went trick-or-treating without me. I'm part of this family, okay? I'm just as much a part of this family as either of you, and I want to fight.
Fine!
As this scene might suggest, Hanging Up is excruciating. It's ineptly paced, hideously shot, and aside from Lisa Kudrow's wittier moments, filled with performances that make you yearn for the aristocratic refinement of the marquee chimps. Most annoying is Ryan, who's never worse than when she's working with the Ephrons, as she lasted in Nora's You've Got Mail. As Eve, Ryan spends the whole movie pulling adorable faces. She can't answer a simple telephone call without mugging, and the phone keeps ringing, apparently to make sure that even dummies get the movie's metaphorical title. Does anyone really like Ryan's cutesy pie shtick? It's turning her into a step and fetch it of blondes. Normally, I wouldn't bother reviewing a picture this bad, but movies like this pose a particular kind of problem. You see, I find Hanging Up utterly demeaning to women. Disdainful of women's intelligence and career success, reliant on crass female stereotypes, there's even a wise old ethnic mom who dispenses wisdom, and cynical in its attempt to milk tears. But here's the problem. This is a movie made almost exclusively by women. It was greenlighted by a woman studio exec. It was directed by Diane Keaton and co-produced by Nora Ephron, and its marquee boasts three big-name women stars. Chick flicks don't come any chickier. As a male critic, I feel awkward lecturing so many women on how their movie is actually riddled with thoughtless scorn for their own gender. That's why I was so relieved to see, in last Sunday's New York Times Magazine, an extraordinarily smart essay by the novelist Francine Prose that asks the question, why is pop culture for women so dumb? In the course of this piece, she discusses how so much of what passes for women's entertainment is simply mindless and insulting. From Bridget Jones' Diary and iVillage.com to the Oxygen Network and Hanging Up, which she skewers with far more elegance and elan than I have here. The film may bring tears to one's eyes, Prose writes, not of grief and sympathy, but of sheer exasperation and irritation at the level of condescension and contempt behind its female creator's belief that women are lame enough to fall for this. that this is what women want. I can only say, amen.
John Powers is film critic for Vogue.